Hey everyone, it's Luke, Libby and Dobbo. Margo with us this afternoon. And being a Friday, we take your calls and nominations for Tool of the Week. Dobbo, let's fly, not surprisingly, of course, on that one. Also, Dobbo's been having a bit of a fail as a parent. As a parent, he makes a bloody awful doctor. That's what we learn this afternoon. And we take your calls on when you've misdiagnosed your kid. And we're racking off on holidays. Yeah, you beauty. Woo! I mean, we'll really miss you and all that sort of stuff, but we are taking a break for a couple of weeks, and I'll let you know where I'm heading off to, Kathmandu. And I've got a bit of a story about having been there a couple of times before, but anyway, you'll hear it for yourself. If you listen to this, it's the catch-up, and it's starting for you right now.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Yes, it is. It's time to hit the phones. If you have a Tool of the Week nomination for us, we'll take your calls next. I believe we've got an awesome prize to whoever we deem to be the person we crown as the best Tool of the Week. What have we got there, Benny?
Well, this is a pretty cool prize. Tickets went on sale today for Bon Jovi. Double pass up for grabs if we deem you as having the best nomination for Tool of the Week. So give us a buzz.
Can I just kickstart here?
Go ahead.
Yes, please.
You know, I was going to give my Tool of the Week to the dude yesterday at the Main Beach Bakery who, when I went to reverse into a car park, he went and drove in forward. He beat me to it. He stole my car park.
Boo.
You are a tool, mate. But you know who I'm going to give it to? I don't know if you guys heard about the controversy yesterday with regards to the Peter Alexander pyjamas.
I love them. What happened?
Okay, so Peter Alexander had a pair of pyjamas, and they were boys' pyjamas, and they had a slogan on the T-shirt of the pyjamas, and the slogan said, "Boys will be boys."
Yeah.
They had to get rid of it and offer and issue an apology because someone or group of people took offense to it, saying that what it was why should we be teaching our boys that they can only be boys when they, you know, who knows if they're going to be boys when they grow up? They might choose to be girls.
Oh, gee whiz.
Other people were saying that you're teaching boys that it's okay to be rough and that and you're like, oh, get stuffed. It's a bloody slogan on a T-shirt.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah.
And I don't get how you can have those, how someone can deem those to be offensive, a slogan that says boys will be boys, but those wicked vans are still rolling around on the streets and no one said they're offensive. So, look, whoever the people are that took offence to boys will be boys being on T-shirts, you are my...
You're the Tool of the Week.
Anybody else got a nomination?
I've not seen much toolish behaviour this week. I've been relatively unoffended.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out, and I mean, people might think I'm whinging about this, but our energy supplier decided today at 6 a.m. this morning to cut off the power till 2 o'clock this afternoon at home. Now, I have my mother staying with us at the moment. I have my two children staying with us, and when they get up, they'd like a cup of tea. They'd actually like to be able to have a shower in the morning, and can't you do it between 10 and 4 in the middle of the day? Why cut it up when people are waking up in the morning? To get a pressure pump going at my house this morning, we couldn't do anything about it. I had to go back to the old ways. Bucket of water and just the hands in there like I was back in the Northern Territory.
I'm not going to name
them personally because, I don't want them to keep the power off at my house for the remainder of the night. But turning power up at 6 o'clock in the morning is nothing short of inconsiderate, and it's just bone lazy. Get up and do it later. On a Friday, they want to have an early mark, you lazy things. So for that, you are.
You're the Tool of the Week.
That's the way it is. You got a nomination. Hit the phones. Take your calls next, and we'll crown our champion and give away those Bon Jovi tickets.
The Rush Hour, Luke, Libby and Dobbo with Margot Parker. Friday afternoon as we get you home.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Phones are going bunter here with nominations for your Tool of the Week. Hey, I got another nomination I want to just crown before we get to the calls. Give away those Bon Jovi tickets. Mm. The absolute knob jock that lives upstairs from me. 7 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday morning, this is what I woke to. Renos.
That's so loud.
It's unbelievable. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Oh, of course, I can't hear you, Dobbo.
You're saying you have a problem with this at all. 7 o'clock is the time you start work, mate. Get out of bed a bit earlier, Brunch.
Sorry, who was whinging 5 minutes ago about someone, you know, turning
off
the water
power.
Off?
Of
hey,
yeah.
come
yeah,
on.
That was only because I was considering my kids.
Whatever. I wish they cut the power off at that guy's place. Anyway, mate, you're my tool of the week. But Robert from Acacia Ridge has given us a call. Who's your nomination, mate?
So the guy this morning wanted to pull over on Boundary Road at Cooper's Plains, check your cab. No headlights, no hazards, and almost caused three accidents. You're a tool.
That's because of the fog, right?
Yeah, in the fog, whatever. It's a busy road and just pulling over. Just a tool.
You know what he can do? He can fog off that guy as far as I'm concerned.
You're the tool of the week.
Good on you, Robert. Good nomination, mate.
The fog did cause some chaos this morning, though. My husband, flew out of Brisbane Airport, and he said all the flights had been delayed or cancelled, and it was chaos at Brisbane Airport this morning.
Not the best start to school holidays.
No.
Dean, what do you got for us, champion?
Oh, mate, I've got James Maloney the other night at State of Origin dropping the F-bomb.
All right.
What in the interview afterwards, he let fly with the F-bomb, you know?
He did. Yeah, he did.
I mean, it's pretty sad as Queenslanders when the only thing we've got to whinge about is a New South Welshman dropping the F-bomb. but, you know, he knows he's on live TV, Dobbo. You
it's
give 10 him a
o'clock
free,
at
mate.
Night. Give him a break. He's just won an Origin game.
Yeah, he's still potty mouth, mate. Still potty mouth. No Queenslanders were dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah, that's because they wouldn't take an interview.
Grub of the week. All right, Anne's in Robina. What's your nomination for Tool of the Week?
Oh, hi, guys. Look, my office is 40,000 feet in the air, and we had a sad situation where a gentleman went into cardiac arrest, and we had to divert to our destination, our original destination, and sadly he was taken off by paramedics with his wife, and we eventually got to the city we were headed to, and there were connectors onto an island celebrating a 60th birthday, and I approached him and said, look, we're finally here. And one of the partygoers turned around and said, well, yeah, you know what? I'm really beeped off because we've now missed our connecting flight to the island. And it's my friend's 60th birthday. And, yeah, had no consideration for this gentleman who we saved a life. And, yeah, I turned around and said, well, how ridiculous, we saved this man's life. And
you're my tool of the week.
We aren't going to the island today, but it happens to be champagne in this city, and you go celebrate. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Well said. Tongue? Well said, Anne. Well said.
You're the tool of the week.
Hard to pick. You can choose this one, Marco. I'm staying out of it. We've got Robert, who had the truckie pull over in the fog this morning. Dean from Varsity Lake, who let fly at James Maloney for dropping the F-bomb. And Anne, the flight attendant, who had the whinging passengers, despite the fact that she saved a life. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the inconsiderate person that thought their connecting flight to a 60th was more important than somebody's life, Luke. So, Anne, you are our
rightly so.
Tool of the Week winner today. Yes,
well,
Anne.
Well done.
Because you do great service to all of us who fly high in the sky, keeping us comfy and well-fed and safe. Thank you, Anne.
Yeah, Margo, all right, enough. Calm down. Enough.
You're not getting a free upgrade, well. Margo. Hey, not only did you get that off your chest, Anne, you got yourself tickets to see Bon Jovi. This House Is Not For Sale Australian Tour happening Thursday, December 6th at Suncorp Stadium, all righty?
Oh, look, I didn't use that story to gain the tickets, but you know what? It's the job that we do, and it could make me cry this moment, and it did make me cry when that person had what they had to say. So thank you so much. And
you're doing a good job, Anne.
Yeah, whatever. Just give us that bloody upgrade, all right?
Yeah, I know, right.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
Tickets went on sale today, so you got to get them quick if you want to go to Bon Jovi. On sale now, tickettech.com.au.
Tough love parenting. Gee whiz, we make some mistakes as parents.
It's all a part of learning, Dobbo.
I'd love to hear some stories on it. Like the other night, William comes into me and says, Dad, I got a headache. It's 10 o'clock at night. Well, I've had no sleep for the last couple. I'm like, mate. Get up, go and get some Nurofen, go and get an ice pack, put it on your head and go
Tough
to bed.
Enough.
Yeah. He comes back again. I said, mate, I'm serious. Mate, don't. You've been up all night, you know, you've eaten lollies, blah, 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 every reason. Yeah, he was at the doctor's yesterday. He had severe migraines. My mum's up. Mum rings me and says he's been vomiting. And, you know, you feel like crap.
But it's always at bedtime. Just when they're going to bed, they pull something on you. Oh, my leg hurts. Or I've got a headache. And I'm like, you haven't whinged all day about it. Now that it's time to go to bed, they want to pull it out.
Well, I beat myself up about it last night. I said to Mum, geez, I'm a dreadful dad. Bloody hell. I said, you know, I've got to be better. And Mum goes, oh, don't worry. You remember when you broke your ankle? And I'm like, no. She goes, you're in year two and you tripped down those stairs and I was doing reading at your school and you said, I've hurt my ankle. And, you know, you were always talkative. So I just said, go back to your cruise. Don't talk to me. And if you remember, you were in plaster 2 days later. And I'm like, oh, that's right. So it's not on my own. We as parents, I don't know what we do with our kids. Like, you can either be the overprotective hypochondriac that puts a Band-Aid and straight up emergency every time. There's no happy medium. I'm like, unless you're dead set, done, don't come and see me. And now I've got the guilt as a parent because I'm too tough on them.
Mm. But if it's the boy that cried wolf, the whole deal. Like if they pull it on you once where you feel like they're bunging it on, you always assume that they're bunging it on. I think I've told the story where I had a dinner party at my place and Coralie and a friend were outside jumping on the trampoline and she fell off the trampoline and she came in to see me. And she said, oh, my arm hurts. And I was like, you'll be right, toughen up, you know. And I said to everyone, I literally rolled my eyes at all the dinner guests and I went, don't pay her any attention because she can be pretty dramatic. And if you pay her, if you pay attention, she'll only keep bunging it on. Long story short, she'd broken her arm and got taken away in an ambulance and right in the middle of the dinner party.
Yeah, I always say my boys come in whinging about fighting or whatever and I say, I don't want to know about it unless someone's dying or bleeding. I don't want to hear it. And they go, so-and-so's broken their arm. And I'm like,
such is dead.
Yeah. 13, 27, 10, tough love parenting. Give us your parenting fail story when it has gone wrong, when you've told your kids, go back to bed, you'll be right or you'll be right, and... You're wrong. I want to hear that we're not the only failures of parents with children. Yeah, parenting stuff-ups, when your children tell you they've had an injury or something's wrong and you dismiss it like they're foxing and send them
bunging
back to bed, bunging it on, faking. We've all done it. I did it the other night. Margo, you've been through it.
I do it every night.
Luke's done it with Coralie. Ash at Narang, what's your story?
I was at work on Saturday and I got home about midday and found my son rolling around the floor in agony. And his head like gut pains on and off for a little while. Now, my wife was busily just vacuuming the floor and cleaning the house, and she's gone, oh, don't worry about it. It's just that pain again that comes and goes. And I said, well, no, I think it could be more serious. She goes, he's got a doctor's appointment in about 2 hours' time. And I said, oh, no, forget that. I said, look, he's in, you know, agony. And so we threw him in the car, got him to the doctor's. They said, oh, my God, I think it's appendicitis. They wrote us a letter. Next thing, we're at Gold Coast Hospital. He gets his appendix taken out the next day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Ash, that's an awful story, mate. And I'm feeling for your son. But on the bright side, mate, you're going to have this over your missus for years to come. Worth it.
Yeah. She was more, she's concentrated more on vacuuming the house. You know, that was more important than her son rolling around crying.
Well, look, on the bright side, mate, when he got back from the hospital, the carpets were clean. That's the bright side. Hey, good on you, Ash.
Let's chat to Dean in Miami. What happened?
Yeah, hi guys. This was years ago and I was about 15, riding my motorbike and went through a barbed wire fence.
Oh.
And squashed my leg on the way through. I had boots on, but it didn't feel right. No. I went to the hospital. They just said, oh, it's bruised. I said, oh, yeah, all right. Come Monday morning, I said to Mum, I need a day off. This is still sore. And she thought I was just trying to get out of school. And she goes, no, you can go to school. You'll be right. And I said, no, it's sore. And she goes, okay, well, if you're going to have the day off, you better go to the doctors. So I did, and it was a broken tibia bone.
Oh, wow. Ouchie.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been walking around all weekend with a broken bone.
Tough as nails.
You know, the horrendous part of this story, Dean, is that all of our stories have involved us misdiagnosing our kids. You got misdiagnosed by a bloody hospital. How hopeless.
I know.
Unbelievable. Hey, good on you, mate.
Hey, Emma is in Pack Pines. Tell us about your son, Emma.
Yeah, I had an under-13-year-old boy at the time playing up two levels to fill in and went in for a tackle, got knocked down big time, And I'm yelling on the sideline, get up, son. And he was knocked out cold. Oh,
get up. Get up.
Knocked out cold. Ambulance and all. Yep. Out for the count for
sounds like
more
something
than 3 minutes before he got consciousness.
No. How guilty did you feel, Emma?
Yeah, I just stood on the sideline. I'll let everybody else do the rest.
No. You're never going to get selected for the team if you're sleeping on the field. Get up.
Yeah, that's right. You're playing up level. You got to get noticed. Come on.
Jeez. Hey, good on you, Emma. Yeah, and we're actually on holidays next week, which is bloody awesome, just quietly. Really looking forward to it. Everyone looking forward to our break?
Can't wait.
Cannot wait at all.
I know. 2 weeks of no school lunches and uniforms and waking up early to get the kids out the door.
It's going to be awesome, and I'm just I'm really looking forward to it. I can't even tell you the last time I had a day off, let alone have a decent break. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to do something really relaxing, which is trekking to Everest Base Camp. That's what I'm doing.
That's not relaxing.
Yeah, that's what you do when you look on holidays. You just set yourself a challenge that's absolutely ridiculous.
When do you head off for that?
We're going tomorrow. I'm taking my daughter. She's driven this, so she wants to get up to Everest Base Camp. And I got to tell you, I wish she was going without me, because if she was going without me, I swear to God, she'd have a heaps better chance of getting there than going with me. Because this is going to be, tomorrow we fly to Kathmandu, and this is going to be my third time in Kathmandu. It'll be my third time going there to just lay eyes on Mount Everest. And despite the fact I've been there twice with that goal, I still have never laid eyes on Mount Everest. I still haven't seen it. Every time I've been there, I've just encountered the worst weather that you can possibly cop.
Oh.
And so you've got to get these joy flights, but this time we're actually walking there. Like last time I was there, I went, the flights were just an impossibility. You couldn't get out there. So I drove out with a dude, this driver, he took me out. And 5.5 hours after just leaving Kathmandu, we're on the worst roads you could ever imagine. And we get out there and he says, come out. And he's all excited. And he pulls me over to like a lookout and he says, look out there. And I say, yeah. And he goes, if the clouds weren't there, you'd see Mount Everest.
Oh, no.
And he says, it's magic, isn't it? And I went, not really. And that's the closest I've come. But this time... We're trekking there. We're going to be walking out there. And now that we're so close, I've been looking at the actual weather.
What's the forecast like?
Scheisenhausen. I mean, it's awful. It's just unbelievably bad. Like every day, I don't know what the Nepalese word for a pissing down is, but that's what it is. I'm pretty sure I'll have it worked out. And getting out there, like going out to Kathmandu and not seeing Mount Everest, that's like... It'd be Dobbo like going out to Paris and not seeing...
It's just absolutely heartbreaking. Tower. But the good news is, mate, you'll get to climb up it, so you don't have to worry. You don't
and
have
we
to
are,
see it. You'll be
we're
it.
Actually launching something there, which is a goal that we want to do. So it's very, really important to us that we get out there. But having been in Kathmandu a couple of times, you know what a really good thing to do in Kathmandu is if you can't get to Mount Everest?
What's that, Luke?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you guys because I'm buggered if I know.
Turn around and go home.
Yeah.